Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Well, Sam Cooke, change gonna come. I thank you for tuning into the program. Glad you're there listening. Another edition here. I am Timal Zed, author of the book, Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never a Sinner. Yesterday, I had a program. And I am here, let's say, a good 2 hours or more. And I talk about some very important things. Now, you live in America where there is shooting, killing, and all kinds of evil things going on. And I know everybody in America is adjusted to crime, atrocities. People just going out, white people go out and shoot down black people. And all they do is hold up and conference, the sodomite police cops, they come out and have their briefing and tell you whatever they want to tell you. But how many times since you live in America that these things happen and they do the same thing? And isn't it true that Donald Trump wanted the school teachers to carry guns? Isn't it? All right. This country is ruled by the Bible, the Holy Bible, right? Adam and Eve created in a garden. Now, is there any issue to prove that? No. There is no civilized history to prove that Adam and Eve were in a garden. That's what these sodomites that invade all of the African territories that have been settled over the globe, they invade, kill the black people, and take it over. That is what you know. If you know something different, you call me and tell me. 347-850-1358. If you don't know that the people who are running this world under AD and Adam and Eve, that they are fucking mad, fucking ass white people. If you don't know. Now, you know what they did with my program yesterday? I'm talking all the evil stuff that are being done in their Holy Bible Church, the Roman Catholic Church. Because there is only one church officially under AD and Adam and Eve, and that is the Church of Jesus Christ. You know that? Whatever you join on whatever they want to call it, it's an AD and Adam and Eve uncivilized stuff. And what are they doing among us? The real civilized people. The one who is given civilization. In this case, regardless, we can talk about what has happened in history that causes us to be in this position we are in today. That is crucial that we must know. Besides that, what else are we to know? We need to know the truth about how civilization come about, because there was a time when there was none. There was a time when there was nothing but polytheistic life on earth. That's what they call BC today. And what was the era of the BC? We don't know that. We know these honest fucking white people with AD and Adam and Eve. And so they're controlling everything. Democracy. Why are they tuning out what I have to say? What I say is civilized. I'm not talking about faggot homosexual as a right to go all about and kill black people. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that these people, they have a right to stay where they originate and stop making the world think that white men get power from the God to kill off black people. That's what they write in their Bible. And in their literature, Puritan Christian agenda. That's what they write officially. That their God tell them to kill the black people and take the land from them. Why black people don't know that? Why black people don't know that? The truth that and the civilized truth that I'm talking about. I hope and I pray the God, when they are pushing a button and deleting what I'm saying, that they struck dead. Dead. Because fucking ass white people don't do no good to this universe. You can't even fuck right. You think an honest is a place to fuck. And you are telling me I am not to speak civilized things. Listen, that's the end of it. It's the end of it. My prayer is that God strike you down dead. Because all it is we are undergoing here is year after year of white people imposing on black people and telling them they need to start fucking ass. Regardless of the destruction that they have around,
in the society of America here today. The dominant, the government that necessarily have is a government that wants black people to fuck off. And it's the reason why they are invading the African territories. They just don't invade it, but they confiscate by their AB and Adama Nila everything the black people possess. Now, they are coming from Europe where they live for 2 million years, and all they do is fuck ass. They don't build up culture all over the world, What I mean to say, they go to Europe and live there for 2 million years. And they did not go and procreate themselves outside of Europe. And what else they didn't do? They don't have civilization to even do agricultural. How did agricultural come in? And you read about the time when people go out and they do is gather food. There was no domesticated, nothing. Who brought domestication knowledge on the earth? They are over there 2 million years, and they don't know how to dig a hole and plant a bean or not. And since when do they know that they can go out and look for other lands to covet something or to do something for themselves? These white people don't never find anywhere on their own to do anything because they're fucking mad people. They have been fucking assholes 2 million years. They don't have no more than a sodomite culture. You read about them in the Bible. In their Bible, they write about themselves. And who else them write about in the Bible? Black people. Moses, Joshua, Abraham, God, Jesus. Pure black people. They build up a net, a strata of white sodomite, and make what is black white. That's it. Now, you would never hear anything I said yesterday, except I can tell you, and that is if these sodomites is there and they're going to decide, they're not going to hear what I'm saying, because they think I'm not supposed to say it because AD on a dominant government. I'm going to tell you damn honest fucking people, the on a dominant is your chef. And I don't have any water in my mouth to say that. You white fuckers, go back, and continue your life in Europe. Get off our territory around the planet, because we have intelligence. We have civilization that we can do this. You don't have none that you can do any. You come and you get a little sense. Steal. And this is what you talk about. You're going to control us and tell us what to do. Anytime you can prove that AD and Adamani is law, is kingship, then you have something to talk about. But all you have to talk about is what you write in the Bible by your stinking, mad, homosexual self. And you want to tell us, no, you have the right to dictate to us. You think again. You think again. Because whole things pass away, whole things become new, and what becomes new is what came first. For black people to say, pack up and go home, because we don't come from this Bible place that you have in the Bible that is only imaginary. We don't come from there. But you are here with just Adam myself. And you don't have the blood of the gods. You're not civilized like black people. but to have little civilized sense. Not in the bad, because we don't go, we never attack white people and start killing them out. We never do that. And besides, we come and start from a very small existence by genetic manipulation. That's how we come. And you have the gall to write in the Bible that we were created in a garden of Eden. So therefore, we don't have no real creator. You psychopathic homosexuals don't have creators like black people. You do not. And you come here with all your things, shit, to convert black people about kingdom, dominion, reconstruction is teaching. We can read in the royalistic textbook. Where you come from with all these stinking homosexual madness? We know that. Keep on erasing what I'm saying. You have a last time that you do it. The world is not, the human civilized world is not prepared for white people skin the wrong way. And I'm telling you that because I don't have any reason not to say it. Fucking mad people don't want to say where you evolve. Go back, where you evolve. No, you're going to prove to black people that you have a right to, you know, I mean, to kick us in our head until we are dead. Yes, that's the kind of government you have and bring here for us. And we don't matter? You're going to find out. You're going to find out now, because unless you can speak the logic from the worldly textbook, don't even bother talk. Don't even bother talk. You're going to find out how fragile you stinking ass sodomites are. With all the weapons that you have out there, yes, you want to kick a ball a rolling today? It's not going to be like yesterday. Let the tornadoes and get all of you and toss you into one heap. And let the world look at, oh no, who think that you have a right to scoop up everything black people have. And you're going to find out the reverse is going to be the case. They make up these churches like that for real. It is to save you, and that's not what they're trying to say. If you were saving people where we live, you would be of help. But you're not of help. You are the destruction of civilization. With all these institutions that you wrongly emulate, and shove aside the real, and bring unreal. You need someone to tell you. It's going to be more than telling you. It's going to be a lot more than what you're thinking, because in America now, black people have no say. No say. You're going to see. We had all the say before you came along. And how many hundreds of thousands of years kingship rule on this earth? And you guys were up there in Europe. Never get out and go anywhere. You didn't. Because you are too uncivilized to go out on the planet and build up a settlement of sodomites. So all of you stayed in Europe. That's what happened. It's the reason why we don't read anything about white people who begin to walk out of Europe, cross Asia, and go to the rest of the world. And only for you to come along and talk about you have founding fathers like Christopher Columbus and the rest of these sodomites, Alexander the Great and all these sodomites. These are all sodomite icons. And you don't put them in your Bible at people who are people of God and trying to save anybody. You don't put them in the Bible. Put African characters.
It's time for the truth to be known. And you, Sodomites, who only good at killing black people, simply because, oh, we fall in a bad situation. We don't have it all together. But we are not the wrong people at all. Sodomites are wrong people. Sodomites are wrong people. And Sodomites know that they are wrong people, but they decide that, okay, we're not going on like we want to defend anything. And that's the truth. Black people not really showing that they have knowledge. They can read, but they don't have a sense about what is their civilization. How many black people can tell you what is their existence? How did they exist? Really? And that is the problem with black people today, who have filled up the world with people because you are not sodomite. That is for sure. Black people not sodomite. And if you see anybody behaving black people like they are sodomites today, I know the reason why, because of course they never born into a culture that is sodomite. You can't show that in any history. Okay? It is because over 2,000 years, these sodomites begin to invade black people's territory, take away what they have, and come with this so-called AD and a Domini, and claim our land is theirs because their God tells them to come and give us true Christianity. Any black people who read their history will understand who the Inquisition are. Inquisition, right? And other terrorist groups they use to kill black people, use what they call legislation for them to come out and exercise will to kill and take away what black people have. And you want to tell me black people now have go to church with the Bible and all this and praise Jesus?
You see?
And if you tell them that Jesus Christ is a sodomite character, that's why they write him with 12 disciples. And that what go on, what they call a creation in a garden of Eden. It's a sodomite writing. It's never true. And only because we have been separated from our own history, our own way of life, it's the reason why we start believing this whole bunch of nonsense. And not until we read and understand exactly how we are structured and formed into a civilized life. Until we are taught that, we will not be able to represent ourselves and to draw the line between our territory, our jurisdiction, our legal jurisdiction. Until we are able to do that, these sodomites are going to sponge us in and tell us that they own our territory. Now, that's the only way they can do it, is when we behave like we are ignorant. We are non-responsive. That's the time. But let us get up and say what the World Institute textbook says, opposed to what they call their Holy Bible. Everything they call good is always bad. The church is only a place to secure that every iniquity that sodomites think and want to do will be done. That's what church is for. Church was never under the BC era. It wasn't. If they think that trying to block what I am saying on this Block Talk Radio, if they think that they're going somewhere with it, it's one place I see it going. It's not going the way they think that they can come here and raise riot, talk about they have a White House. The White House is what? What is the White House? It's the sodomite thing that they bring and plant into this black people place, take away your wealth and your money, and now you don't have anything. And you have to depend on these ass fucking white people. What an irony. What an irony. They are the one who taught us not to read important information about ourselves. They are the ones. They take us into ship and bring us here from Africa, sell us, whatever. And that's what is happening. But look, as long as we are brains, as long as we are alive, we can make manifestation. We can make manifestation. What they do with their, with their sodomite fingers and stuff like that, not consequential to the knowledge and the power that God puts into our blood. And that is what is supposed to be manifested. We can't walk away from our own existence for sodomites who can only learn little civility and then decide that they're going to control black people. Everything that they depend on is what they lie about and lie for access to do evil things. Or you explain and tell me what is the basis for imperial colonialism. Well, what kind of a governmental authority the imperial colonialism? Talk about it and talk about when. Give the date for it, too, you idiot, honest fucking white people. Give date for all the things that have happened that brought you here to America. Do it. You're going to have to do it. You know, go quickly back over that cave. Open up and go clean up over there because it's yours. It's very clear now that you don't come from here. You can never be American. AD does not make you an American. All of your wishes to bring the world to an end. No, that's not true. That's not true. You want to talk about it? No, you can't talk about it. And I am saying, expel, be expelled. Get out, go back where you all come from. That's what's going to happen. Because now, you can block me from talking here, but I tell you what, you can't stop the tornado from coming down and lift you up and toss you where you don't come back to one piece. You're listening to Tim Aldred. I'm the author of the book Bamboozled, Seized by Lies, My Never Sinner. These are the honest fucking white people who claim that they have a government. It's time for them to know. You don't have no government at all. And let the weather get bad. Okay? Let the weather get bad. And you sit there and you have meteorologists talk and talk about this and talk about that, like the wind blow on its own, tornado form by themselves, and nothing to it, then you're going to find out something. You're going to find out something. I have no claim if I depend on the Bible, the Spirit of God, because there is no energy there. None whatsoever. And that's what sodomite brought in a Bible and fooled the world about their falling into sin. Sodomites are creating a world that falls into sin. We haven't read that in our history. They are writing that in a Bible for us to believe. That's the way the world is. That's for those who don't want to read about the Elohim and who the Elohim really are. So by not wanting to know our own history, we don't have anything else because nobody has brought up a third dimension of evil for us to have as options, other options. You see, right now it's just the Bible versus world history textbook. Yes, that's it. And people can read now when something is not true. You know, and no matter how they want to believe something else, there is power in words that is going to, you know, move you out of place when you begin to think foolishness. So I'm telling you, yesterday I was talking about the Jehovah's Witness and was explaining that I used to think that the Roman Catholic that is published to have a whole lot of pedophiles. I used to think that the Jehovah's Witnesses practice a life that is above that type of reproach. I don't think that they were a civilized institution. But I thought that based on the way they try to preach purity and talk about Jesus, and they always have picture in their article depicting people accepting Christ and living by Christ. And the whole thing is a lie. So now white people institution are the church. The church as a whole, the church is one entity that divide up into major establishment, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. A white people idiot them set up those institutions. And since when did they set it up? You can find out that these white people never came out from Europe and start doing anything until the time of the hybrid anatomical human being. And now they begin to talk about we are modern people. We are not modern man at all. Modern comes under AD and a Domini. They don't call BEC structure and form of civilization modern. No. Because the Bronze Age falls under BC. All right? And you can count down from where under BC these white people begin to activate some kind of a political come as clear criminals. Until 509 BC, that was when they educate themselves over the past 12,000 years under the BC era and come down now to 509 BC, they were ready to strike on the civilization of the black people. And that is how we come to where we are. When they make up this AD and a Domini, it's just after 63 BC, when they overtake Palestine. And here we are today, believe like Palestine is a place where our God in the Bible, Adam and Eve God, began to, you know, evil began to happen in the world. That's what they are writing in the Bible. But none of those things that they are writing in the Bible is history. But the way things have happened in the world, a whole lot of black people grow up in this ignorance where we don't know whether or not they're telling the truth. And we didn't know that they were faggots until a while ago, right? But under BC era, we don't have anything that tells us that all at the time at 509 BC, I haven't read anything about no faggots around the place, but they were very much alive and well and around, but they were not spread out unknown. They were not, because they had enough little sense to know, and they didn't have the level of knowledge to start writing and talking all kind of trash back then. So they were learning and trying to, like,
elevate themselves with the knowledge that they had. And this is what happened. Oh, we become so complex that we don't understand nothing. But a good reading on knowing what DC era was like in terms of civilization, read that, and you trash the Bible same time, because you will see the difference. These folks come in with the church after they said they were making a calendar, AD Anno Domini calendar. And what do they make up AD Anno Domini calendar on? Give you the contrast. The different calendar is made up for specific purpose. The first calendar, zodiacal calendar, 365 days. You think these faggots created a calendar first with 365 days? Or they stopped 365 days from the Elohim, Zodiac calendar. That's what they have done. These sodomites, I tell you, they couldn't plant a little pea in a hole. Okay? They couldn't plant a bean. They couldn't do anything. Their foreparents only know about making stone tools. And they were into Europe, never able to venture out and establish nothing by mental calculation, counting, reading, or not like that. They did not. You don't know who these folks are. Read, and you will find out. And you will know that what they're talking about, government, and they have federal court system. They don't have a dot of authenticity of government that has been in the world long before they have sense to, to wash their feet. They never know anything. Why black people now allow these sodomites to be taking over our civilized world with the church? And the church is not in the BC era. Cannot be eared. They don't light a candle and put it on the bushel. That's what their Bible says. And that is a factual thing, right? But when they talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, which part of it is factual? You tell me. There's nothing there. The sodomites that talked about God, when did they know to talk about God? Where did they get their God from? They're writing a Bible that is full of dark characters. And they have everything to say about God. When did they learn about God? How they start this whole bunch of delusional writing since they learned to write and tell stories. And then they use that ability to destroy the black people, turn black people into perfectly idiots. Only their blood is civilized, but not their brain anymore. Because you need to learn intellectual issues, know to understand things intellectually. And when they delude us and return, we don't have a sound mind anymore. We are not going to distinguish what we are supposed to. And here we are now in church, even when they're coming and kill you everywhere you are. But you still believe something you will never know because you believe it. If you were pursuing knowledge and see the world for what it is, that would be a different thing. These sodomite people, when they come and take over the world, it means black people lose their natural minds. So that we can accept humanity. A lot of black people don't know what Christianity is because they won't even read to understand it. I really cannot blame them because nobody blame me for coming up with Christian parents and turn idiots and believe everything about Christianity. I mean, nobody, would be right to blame me because I hadn't done anything to be guilty of any such wrong. But you see, time came when a door was opened up into my mind to understand civilized things. And that is what makes all the difference. I am just, as long as I am from wrong, I am going to speak what is written down for everybody to read and understand. And so is the opportunity. If you read and you understand better than me, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. We are coming down to 5 o'clock. Coming down to 5 o'clock. And what I'm saying to you, that talk about phenomenon, a different type of phenomenon. And to the phenomenon of the gods who set up the system of life on earth. It is in the world, it's the textbook. You don't need to ask about who writes it, because then you need to ask, came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. First new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Who? The history is saying, telling that. This is not Bible. This is record of the past. This is Sumerian history. Stop. If you don't think that we have history to tell us about the past, forget about it. You are not into what I am saying. Right? So not unless you want to get involved with what I'm saying, then you're not consequence to me. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. You hear that? That's true. That was the time when these white people up in Europe and wasn't doing anything like manifestation of civilization at all. So just think about it. Black people had all the wealth given by the gods, provided by the gods. Big civilization and everything. What did these white people, what did they get from the gods? Nothing. They got nothing from the gods. Because everything that the gods done on earth was for all creatures, animals, and everybody. But the white people are never civilized people at all. That's why they bent on killing the black people and dig and gods the black people. Because the little sense they get, they can't perceive that we are not people for them to fool around. They don't think so. So they think that getting all the weapons and all the kind of stuff and try to, you know, get rid of us, they think that will do. Far from what they are able to comprehend. So therefore, they're just like a house that a tree is going to fall on and the house cannot get out of the way. So that tree weighing tons is going to definitely, I mean, flatten that house. That's the way these people are. Because they think now, because they have this upper hand and they have the political power now, democracy, you know, and they have the voting booth, and now they tell you black people, now they don't want black people to vote anymore. Imagine that. Imagine that. Black people don't see this as a red flag, where these sodomites are on your own territory and are using the very thing that are yours and tell you it's not yours. And you suck it in like there's nothing you can do when that's a lie. The truth is here in the world. It's a textbook for you to read. I know that's where the power is, but if you're weak and sick and fragile and can't be bothered, well, the survival of the fittest, right? These sodomites are going to throw you
in the dirt, because that's what they come to do. Everywhere we are, they come and do it, right? And there is nobody equipped to make manifestations. The Indians, they didn't. Australia, New Zealand, the black people, they never do it. They make these sodomites run them over. They don't have no truth that represents their identity. And it is the world history textbook that they are to read. They're not reading that. They are either only know to have sex at night or something like that. But the world history textbook tells us the role of religion, not church, not role of church, role of religion, the BC era way of life, civilized life, anatomic man, not white people, not sodomite culture, okay? It is clear in the world history textbook. At the point of emergence of civilization in the river valley, these big urban civilizations of anatomical black hybrid blood people come to a big civilization, Chinese, Indian, and so forth and so on. The ethnicities, the white people began to do, it was them alone. They didn't mix up with Chinese or Indian. It's them alone from Europe. They come from the Northern Hemisphere, right? And you read and see what they began to do until they decided that they are gradually taking control. And they must be sleeping with African government, black men. They must be sleeping with them from wherever else 2,600 years ago, because Africa has not paid any attention to the plight of black people and slavery. None that I know of. So if they can go to Africa and go do colonialism, imperial colonialism, then what happened there? What happened in Africa? Why they began to support these white faggots who, after that, you don't see them go into Africa before 509 BC. Follow the timeline, and you will see clearly it is the timeline that is going to regulate our judgment of things. Go by the timeline, and you will not see that these faggots go into Africa and do anything before 509 BC. And the fact that these sodomites overthrow the king in Italy, and no African government come to the aid of that king. You know, I don't read anything that Africa said anything about the removal of that king. It's into the world history textbook, and if I can come now and just reading it the other day, it's been there all along. You don't hear nobody say nothing about that. You don't hear nobody say nothing about that. The governmental laws on planet Earth is not by AD Anno Domini. Just understand that. It's not by AD Anno Domini. These are sodomites that don't have good brain to rule into anything civilized. What they are doing today, not civilized. Why would they be making African territory the place that they must come and shine as the sun? Why? Why? They have 2 million years to go around the planet and do whatever they want to do. We are not here on Earth 1 million years yet. 200,000 to 300,000 years. We are way off from the amount of time these white people are in Europe. Do you get that? And we are here sitting down and don't pay attention to the academic history. You cannot change. But they come writing Bible, using black people as character for the foundation, and use it to do just about everything they need to destroy us. Because they are making calendar. They don't have any means to make no calendar. They don't have anything going on that they need a calendar. They are making it up to rule the... How does that sound to you? How does that sound to you as an African person? They dull your mind until you can't comprehend simple reason like that. I am not all that clever, but at least I'm able to see something wrong with this. You know what I mean? Contradiction. Contradiction top of contradiction. It's why people cannot stand up in front of you and talk for 5 minutes and hold their position in America sound and logical. They can't, because it is all criminality and they're feigning government. I am able to explain, you know, I mean, their estrangement from what is civilized. I know that now. There was a time I didn't. I do know now. All right? If they want to show that they are autonomous, don't show it to us Africans. Go back where you've been 2 million years and didn't notice, wipe your ass. The ass that you fuck, you don't even know to wipe it good. And you're going to come here and you're going to tell black people to ruling over us. No, because you don't have any governmental stand. None whatsoever. You're going to come here and tell me I don't have a right to talk about this Jehovah's Witness church where you sodomite people don't have any right, no legal law code right. Because what you make up is emulation. It don't belong to the civilized world. It belongs to where you come from. Because where you come from, you never mature, no civilization. Now you come here holding on to me, no one holding on to back, wherever they are. We don't have any access to Iraq and these other places. You sodomite. You claim it's yours. And you didn't know that. Those places were there long before African people come and populate them. But you didn't know you could have get out and go populate the place yourself. You got to wait on us. Right? But now you're saying that, no, we can't rule it. You have to rule it. No, you're going to find what you're ruling, okay? You're going to find what you're ruling. But you have all the weapons to control everybody else. You're going to find out that you're fucking an asshole. And you're uncivilized. You don't belong among us. Don't bother stay around us to have confrontation. Because you, all you want is us to fuck. And food and a place to shelter. Money and all that kind of stuff. And you want to mingle up with us. Why can't you go, you know, I mean, establish your own way of life? Where you been over 2 million years? Why don't you go there? Are some places on the earth where there is, no, you can't do without us, right? You can't do without us. Well, I tell you what, to read and understand what's ours is right in front of me right now. And this shit about Pope Lala apologize for sins of Catholic, I do not understand why black people don't see these things. Don't take no offense to them, right? Don't take no offense to a Bible that they use. And every page is to dominate your thinking and make you think that's what the world is. Once we are not able to see the civilized world, any faggot will lead us astray. And that's what these people are. Okay? Because if you don't like their church and worship their church, they don't want anything to do with you. In Europe. You're not in Europe. What do they want with the black people? It's because they don't have any sense. White people don't have any sense. Apart from the fact that they can read and they have some use now because they take control of everything. Otherwise than that, look, if they never get education from the Elohim institution, they would still be right where they have been, going into their third million years. They would be going into their third million year, or close. You see, but now they find out that we are slow to learn and to understand, and that's what they're exploiting. Well, let's get down to the truth of this. And I'm telling you, all right, you shouldn't be here in around us at all. You should not. And you need to understand that. You should not be around the black people. None at all. You are not the species to mingle with black people. And I'm telling you now, get out from among us. We don't want to hear this illusion that you have, that our place is yours. That's your illusion. And, you know, I guess the best way to get rid of that is for the tornado to just, I mean, totally send you into the abyss. Don't see you no more. That's about it. We, as long as we come to understand our existence, we understand that A.D. Anadamani is for faggot homosexuals. They don't mingle with our culture. We are not sodomized. Get out of our culture. All right? So I tell you over and over on program that I am paying for, keep on cutting it off, because you know what? I'm going to keep on talking. And I will bear it in mind that, you know, I don't have to repeat myself to the God and say, look, we want to clean up this place. We want to get rid of these faggots out of our territories, and we want your help. We have to start somewhere to restructure our civilized world. We can't make white people to come here and dictate that, they're going to make the world be one in sodomy. It's not going to happen. And as long as I had me alive, you'll look. There's no joke about that. It is nowhere far-fetched that we consecrate our ground. And if you decide that you want to stop it, you know, is the stronger our invocation is going to be to invoke the gods. We need your help. And you will see how sodomites, powerful, are powerless. I have evidence that our existence is true. I have evidence things have gone wrong. I also read and have the confidence. Things will change if we change. That's what I see. And all we need to do, it's not buy guns or nothing like that, and come out and have a physical contact with sodomites. First of all, ridicule sodomites. Don't fall in love with sodomites. You do not. Don't take them as your companion. Don't think that they are your equal. And if you love them all that much, go with them over in this in the cave over there, because guess what? They didn't want to stay in the cave. They want to come here where we have established civilized life. And they are going to come and scrap our civilized life and make into their sodomite Christmas and Easter and Halloween and all these kind of stuff. That's what they make our place to be. As long as I'm alive and I can see this, I'm going to say, Lord, no, please. If it's I alone, help me. Look, these guys got to get out. And the fact that I am saying it, it's a long way from where I grew up and what I knew, okay? It's a long way from that. When I didn't, you know, just don't know whether it's up or down. Now that I know, I must react to it. You see, and let the will of the Elohim be done, and let me fall asleep after that. You see? These Sodomites, they live a life of hypocrisy, and that black people must fall under their hypocrisy. But the fact is that the Elohim God created us and nurtured us to where we come a big human civilization and flourish. That's why the world is full of people today. And if we don't understand the structure and form of it, these white people are going to come here and dominate us. They're not dominating us no more, because they will have to pass through the iron gate of BCE, the existence before they come and talking about they are making a calendar. They can't make a calendar for African territories. Okay? And unless we are able to stand, calculate our position, and let the energy slice through their ignorance and push them somewhere off our territory. We don't want them here. That's the only way it's going to work. See, because they turn everything around, whereas it should be understood that a thief breaks into other people's territory, into their homes and fields. Okay? Thieves do that. These guys, these Sodomites, create law to do it in the daytime and in the nighttime. With AD and Adamani, it's nothing worse than sinking ship. Worse when you know that they use it to take your place and everything away from you and make constitution. And now it becomes law to rule you. And you can't read and know where you're coming from, because they tell you to the past, but the Bible matters. The Bible is in the past too, right? They won't tell you to forget it. No, but they tell you to forget the actual history. Would you forget the birth certificate? Would you? You're afraid. Now, you're afraid of the truth when you decide you don't want the truth. When you're full up of belief and you don't want no knowledge, then you begin to wrestle with the knowledge when you find out knowledge is beating upon you. Now, if you can't see, you can't see. You see what I mean? And right now, you know, it doesn't matter of my position. It doesn't matter to me, because it's not in my hand. What is in my hand is to look to see, am I dealing, you know, am I coherent in what I'm thinking and what I'm saying? You know, is this the expected way for people to think? That is my concern. And as long as I have affirmative and no one is showing me any ringing any alarm bell, you know, people come and listen to me and they shoot. They won't stand up and talk. Mm-mm. They're not standing up and have a conversation. But there is the history for you to invoke and talk. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, and clearly it is showing you that they give authority to Inquisition and Crusades to kill the African people with their legislation. Is that the government that is into the world history textbook that make legislation and give it to terrorist group to kill black people? No! No, that's not true. Then what are we doing with the church? When the World History Textbook show us where black people begin to get rise up cities,
growth of government and role of religion. What are we doing with white people who go out and begin to be terrorists to the African civilization, both to your land, your wealth, and your person, your body? These white people have control over black people's body. And what they use? Fucking foolishness. They who know of their life as always sodomites are coming and behaving like they are not anymore. Okay? But they are using a constitution that keeps them a sodomite culture. Christmas and Easter. So they can tell you one thing over there and come over here and say something else. It's for us to know the truth. If you have the truth, you are the conqueror. If you have the truth and you're not conquering, something is wrong. Pope apologized for sins of Catholic, and up till now I don't hear black people saying, because these Indo-European that went into Palestine and killed off the people and today strike out all of the black people there who they called Jews at the time, and now later white people are Jews, and who, and they have a different name for Gentiles, because they said they were Gentiles all along. Now get up and speak the truth, because we ain't going anywhere when we have work undone to know that the Roman Catholic Church are Indo-European something, and a black people something. If you don't know that, you're not functional mentally, civilized function. You need that. You need to be able to decipher these things where a pope is apologizing for sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evil. And the place where they are giving you here, there is something important about, will make the plea for pardon unprecedented in the church's history. The Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in celebration of Latin Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. Do you know? They were telling you about St. Peter's Basilica, and you just accept it and just take it cool. But St. Peter's Basilica, it's a very important place for the black people. And why? Because that's the place 509 BC overthrow took place. And these sodomites, they didn't start making their law yet, but they started to do it on a political level. Oh, come on, black people, wake up! How can you know about what established this civilized world unless you read from the beginning? What, see they write in Genesis, in the beginning, God this, God that. They are wrongly emulating the beginning of the Elohim civilized establishment on earth by kingship was lowered down. These white shit out fucking people am writing all these nonsense in a Bible, and you will think ready to like chew me up because I use this language. These language are decent in character. The words that I am using is prudent, is academic. There's nothing defiled about what I said because it's true. And their deeds, that's what nasty and defiled. What they are doing, what these white people are doing, they turn black people idiots. And I am saying here now, that has got to change. That's what I have got. That's what I am saying. I play the tune. Like in the case here, Sam Cooke sings it very nicely for us. Change is going to come, and it is going to be strange, of course. It's written, the Lord will do strange things. Things are going on the way it is over the past 2,000 years, and it's going to continue like this forever. It appears so. It's like you're under the Pisces, 2,000 years of the zodiacal house. And then, not too long ago, Aquarius came in. It's going to be for another 2,000 years. We all will be dead before the next house comes in. But we have 12 of these zodiacal houses, and it takes, quite a long period of existent time when it's totally different people are around. When one house, by the time another house comes in. So, speaking about what we are doing on Earth, it is very important that we understand the world is not confused with the amount of people that is here, because you can distinguish the kind of people who are here by knowing whether or not, they come from civilized blood. You know what I mean? If they don't come from civilized blood, they're uncivilized by nature. All right? So it appears like life is never going to be under, although we have these books. That's the way the white people, they plan it. That the place full of books and nobody don't really understand the reality of human civilization. That's what they want. Honest fucking mentality society. That's what these white people want. You get that? And there is no provision to mix them up with Chinese and other black people. There is no provision in history for them. But they are coming in now like they are the civilized ones. Well, all right. They will have to go through the truth. They will have to go through the truth. But the truth is very, very easy to access. And it is easy to find out that these people are on a fucking culture. It's easy. And they come here now and they set up shop and controlling everything now. That
You don't have a right to tell them that they are sodomites. No, don't talk those things around here and outlaw this, outlaw that. The only way they can outlaw stuff, they have to be kingship. Yeah. And if you go up here and you set up a situation, I'm telling you, they will be gone just like that. Because you know what? Once power sets in and there's nothing they can do about it, they don't have truth to stand on. When you don't have the truth to stand on, your bucket bottom falls out. That's what it is with these white people. They don't realize that they are standing on a ground that is going to cave in with them because they're not standing on solid ground. You see that? And they come here now and you see they have every monolith. They have everything. I mean, it's another one that we have. Here are the, there are the magnificent monuments that are out there established by the gods. These sodomites take them all for themselves. Because what? They want everything that is civilized and, you know, things that are admirable. Too good for the black people now. So they have to take those things away. And they take it away because of they have this bogus, fraudulent AD and a Domini to rule. Black people come on and eat that. They don't realize that no. Nothing on earth can happen like that. They are criminals. They are criminals. Besides that, they are criminals. That's one thing they are. But the most important thing is that they're sodomites. They're sodomites. And they want to tell the world that there's nothing wrong with sodomy. Then why they over here 2 million years and couldn't go any place else and establish a group of themselves? That is, if you don't want to count that as something serious, it's up to you. Because these people have gone too far in the world that they're not supposed to. And if black people don't intend to take a stand, well, what is going to happen? You're going to perish with them. And those people have the guts to stand up and magnify the gods and all these monuments, all these magnificent monuments and baffling monoliths. The baffling monoliths. Yes, the monoliths. Yes, the monoliths. All right. Yes, the monoliths. Monoliths here. You know, monoliths. It can be of rock. The canyon. A river. Sandstone, bedrock. A monolith is a geological feature consisting of a single massive stone or rock, such as some mountains. Erosion usually opposes the geographical formation, which are often made of very hard and solid igneous or metamorphic rock. All right, so it's telling you what are these monoliths?
right? So these monoliths that are out there, sheets, metal structures began to be constructed in the wake of the discovery of the Utah monoliths. Right? So all these, like, you have what is called obelisk, right? The obelisk, I think that's what the name is. Obelisk is one of the monoliths that these white people hold on to. If you look, you see they have it, you know, at certain places. It's not white people's sodomite stuff. They take away everything that the gods have left here and make it be their supreme decoration. Oh, you don't know what's going on on this planet Earth here. Now, Zechariah Sitchin tells you about the truth of the history of the gods. He says, in this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zechariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our, not white people, because like I told you, they are sodomites. They don't have more than a sodomite culture. There never was a civilization. They are talking about mixing up with us, make them civilization. Let them go back to Europe and get into their cave and do their sodomite thing. But no, you never know that obelisk is a monolith, is a Elohim monolith. You would know it is the work of the Elohim gods. And they come and take up all the architecture of Greek and of Romans. They come and take it up for themselves. They start calling themselves Romans. They're doing it because they know they'll have access to things they're not supposed to. Okay? And this is exactly what we have. And they're ready to kill you if you want to, like, come and begin to, like, claim these things. They don't want you around what's yours. These sodomites, they are uncivilized, too uncivilized. That's why they're doing it. They don't see black people going around anything they have. They never did it. It would have happened long time from back into Asia. But there is no reading that black people start to mistreat or attack these white people. As a matter of fact, black people was glad to fuck them. They were solidly wrong. You see? But you don't see that. You read about these white men fucking black women and get children with them. You read that. You see? Because they're bastards. That's the reason why they can fuck and interbreed with humans. But it was never right. Because you can't mingle the God's blood with humanoid blood. You don't do that. That's the reason why we are having the problem here today. And you're not finding any black people who's coming out and argue the script, the narrative that is certified record of history, right? So they are using their brain to substitute the fact of our history with fairy tale and give you Adam and Eve in a garden because of what history is about, and they use it to write falsehood. The Genesis creation story, we don't have that as no creation whatsoever, but they are using a Bible and use it as authority. Believe and see it authority. Stop the skylarking, start to read. Right? The
because all that food and all them kind of stuff that we are indulging before us, indulging those things and the dead and gone, we are going to be dead and gone. The truth to observe and to magnify is now. Our civilization is this character, whether or not you like it, but that's what is here and what is profitable for somebody to know. Government is ruled by king, not by anybody else. Kingship ruled by a king. That's what it says. Not no monarch or any queen. Right? These sodomites make up a world of their own. That's why you see they have all these things decorate the face of the earth. You know, and how hard they have worked to do it. You can find out in the reading the world is the textbook. That's what these white people are doing. They're doing it because they are uncivilized. They're honest fuckers. They are making what they now know as law to marry people. Who brought the concept of marriage to earth? It's the gods. You see, and we fail to represent, instead of going out there and preaching about Jesus, it has no foundation, it's true. And the worst, the Bible itself cannot be proven that there was a Jesus Christ. It is so ridiculous that where the story begins, white people, black people don't even bother read it to find out. You know, so that the Bible can be corroborated. Black people don't think the Bible need historic corroboration. Yet still, it is not a record of the past. It's all something that they call spiritual. Where is the proof of anything spiritual? Have you ever walked into a court of law? No, it doesn't happen. If the world don't decide to wake up and know what realistic, logical, civilized truth is, you have lost your life. You lose the opportunity. It doesn't matter what you have as a earthly achievement. You need to know your history in blood and flesh. You need to know that. Otherwise, you're believing in vain. So here it is. After the process of development occurred with the African ethnic people, it tells you where it all began, a different upward experience. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large number of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern for human life. What human life this world history textbook is talking about. Every time he talks about human beings, you have to go back to the place, the beginning of the world history textbook that tells you who civilized human being is. You see, if you don't stick to what it says, you are going to be distracted to something else, right? And that is not necessary. You see, because This book is not confusing. It's not confusing. It is telling you from the early stage of humanity, and you may think that humanity is like millions of years gone. It's not true. The World History textbook don't tell you that. Why would the World History early street textbook lie about record of the past. No, you don't lie about record. You record the record. You record the event. Right? That's the way it's supposed to go. When we make people start to take us to church, and that's how we get confused. Because we don't understand how the world exists. Now, early stages of human development. Right? Strike out this modern, because this is where the white people, they're leading us astray. They begin to label stuff for us. We, black people, are not modern people. Because we originate before the flood. You see, you can't talk about after the flood and talk about modern things after the flood, because the flood is a dividing line where government is established and stuff like that. Government was established before the flood. And after the flood, there was a reestablishment. So therefore, the word modern is not really necessary to be used at all, a different characterization, because it was still the same BC era that we were under. So strike the word modern. There's nothing modern here except what the sodomites they brought about. Okay? The Bible time. That's what they are calling modern. They can call it modern, not in our territory. That concept is not our history. So, from Homo sapiens, white people come from hominid. Hominid. Don't forget that. That is the distinction. And here is where we are classified officially as the first anatomically modern. The first anatomically man is not modern. The first anatomically man is prehistory. It's BC, prehistory. The gods, creation. This is the fact. But they are going to stick this up to begin to make our mind think differently. And it is important that we know this. We are not modern people because we are from prehistory time. Now, they can call themselves modern people because they learn some civility and that improve their sense of civility. Right? That's what happened. But we are not in their place. We are not in their place. And when them don't mingle blood. So they want to bungle us up together, like how they bungle us up about Adam and Eve in a garden, and like, you know, it's the same God creates all of us. We have to understand. Otherwise, we are going to get bonded to these sodomites and accept them in a territory like they belong to our territory. I'm telling you, you know, whatever you have to do is to just learn the truth. And me and nobody is not going to fight about this because you have your own head to read and understand. And if you want to mingle with these sodomites and think that, oh, yeah, God, you know, and think like they were created by the same God that created you, we don't have that same creator. And if you think that they're one God that rules everything and so we're God, then we're going to tell you, say, he's unknown, he's unseen. So there is nothing that creates anything on earth that is accountable for. It's just a spirit God. And who is it that is telling us? These sodomites that just learned to talk, I mean, 2,600 years or over the past 12,000 years. But in the time and under the time of the hybrid civilized people. That's the way the history reads. Now, you can only correct me when I'm wrong. Now, no other species of people are called anatomic because only the civilized hybrid blood is anatomic.
And listen, this is what anatomy define. Anatomic, or of, or relating to the structure of the body. This is important that I read this to you. If at all you hear it, this is important. Anatomical features, anatomical to anatomic, of or relating to the branch of morphology that study, that studies the structure organism anatomically, anatomical research. What does anatomical mean? What does anatomical mean in anatomy? All right, hear the difference. Hear the difference. What does anatomical mean in medical? Pertaining to the structure of the body. The structure of the body means every single thing that compose your body. The anatomy or the dissection, structural as distinct from functional. He says structural as distinct from functional, right? So function and structure is two different things. Here now it goes to the next about what does anatomical mean in anatomy? Of or relating to anatomy or the body structure of the organism, anatomical studies, structures, mechanism, the mollusk or divided according to common anatomical traits. Listen, into seven classes. All right. So listen, when you talk about white people and black people, you have got to understand. You've got to understand when the history book tells us that the first anatomical humans, people who look like us, ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, and stuff like that, right? People who look like us, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human being, appeared in Africa between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside Africa around 10,000 years ago. My friends, this is where you have it. You have the dates here to talk to you as a black person. You have these white people who are telling you to control you and stuff like that. You have to understand that these people are criminals from the beginning. It doesn't matter how you think they're sincere and this or that. You have to go to the history to direct your mind. Otherwise, your emotion is dead. Here is what anatomic means. When they're talking about modern man, we are not modern because here is when it says we appeared in Africa. That's when we were walking out of Africa. Remember, we come from Homo sapiens, not hominid. White people come from hominid. Homo erectus are their ancestor. Homo sapiens is our ancestor. You better get it right. You better get it right because they have a new world order that throw away everything. Even what is only their Bible that you must believe. Nothing in history where you can go
and prove these places and check the dates and stuff like that. The Bible don't have none of that for you to check. None. It shows you that these people are fucking ass. They're not accounted for anything for 2 million years. They can't account for anything. Where they come from now, talk about they know this and know that, and them are the scientists and stuff like that. They are, look, we cannot accommodate this kind of a crap, civilized way of thinking in our territory. We don't have another territory. These thinkers, evacuate, expel, expel. They don't have no bureaucracy, nothing at all. Whatever they have records, look, it's not legitimate. You don't do that to the hybrid people created in the image and after the likeness of the gods themselves. And they want to come and talk about a god, a monotheism god, by a African man. They use a African character to make a monotheism god. And brag about how they messed up the Western Hemisphere with it. These sodomites, yes, that's what they do. And you're going to church and you think that you're all right going to church. Make me wrong first. Before you go further, make me wrong. Prove me wrong. All right. Last thing. I'm going to read here. The world is a textbook. It tells you that by the beginning of the Brontes, large numbers of people were concentrated into the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. And the human life, what it is talking about, is the civilized hybrid human, the African, the ethnic people. So it goes on to tell you now, because now it's time of big civilization where a lot of people in urban development and stuff like that. Black people is going to elevate up to that who come out from the little villages to be, you know, to begin to enjoy, you know, big civilization now. Where was the European white people then at that time? Where were they? You know, because at this time, it's down into the, you know, 1200 BC time. It's down in that time there, you know, still BC time, right? 1200 years BC. You know, at this time, you were not encountering no white people doing any political activism. No, you could catch them as sea people, pirates, fancy and go down and smash up the African new civilized enterprise that they're building up. That's what they were doing, but they were not political yet. And you can use that yet and control anything that they say about themselves. They think that they are clever. They are not that clever. Them can fly as much plane and ride as much yacht as they want. These guys are controlled by history and the dates that we read. We don't bow to them. They bow to us. And they don't need to bow to us. They need to find their own roots. And now we are telling them to get out of our territory. Okay? It's a lot of time that they have enjoyed what is not theirs. Now we say, get out. Get out. We are not kicking you out and kill you like you did to us. We are telling you politely to get out of our territory. Get out. Otherwise, we have what to invoke. That is not going to leave any of you. Not going to leave any of you. And we're not going to come out there and fight with you or nothing like that. We just go to bed overnight and tomorrow morning we don't see you. That's it. Because if you don't know who rule the planet Earth, then I tell you, it pays you, it pays a lot for you to get all the sense of civilization to live the best life you can. The best life you can, you claim that you can live is to go about and kill black people and take what they have. After they establish their life, you come in after them to learn and to count yourself as a hero to defeat them. They were not fighting you. They weren't fighting you. Why you come fighting them and giving like it's not what they have you want? You want their wealth, you want their land, and you want private honest part. Yo, talk about you have government and stuff like that. Read the World History textbook. You don't have, you know, all you have is your honors to deacons. Yeah. That's the most choice thing you faggot have is your honor. And I'm telling you here, I use the Bible and back us out on what we're supposed to know. This is what we're supposed to know. We're supposed to know about our government. We're supposed to know about our way of life that is called religion, not church. Right? They come and make up church to face off and to use the way of religion to confuse the way we think. Because they are using the word religion like, you know, it means church. That's not true. That's just not true. You read the Egyptian narrative of history, and it will show you that polytheism is not church. Polytheism is your blood that you have, the Elohim blood. That is what makes us polytheistic people, because we have the blood of the gods, not one god, but the blood of all the nation of the gods. Now, important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilization. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. We are hybrid, and you cannot forget that. If you don't know you're an hybrid, you are a church person, and you are with the sodomites, because they're the one who popularized it and kind of like, that's not what they're popularizing. Adam and Eve in a garden and Jesus. What about Adam and Eve in a garden? That is true. That you are putting your faith and belief in that. Where? It doesn't compare with history. That is a record. Your certificate is a record of your identity. Do you swap it for something else? No. If you can't get tough in understanding what is true, bye-bye. This is it. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priests special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. Right. My friends, that draws a parameter around our options, what we hold as a knowledge. And clearly, don't make it something that you're believing, because believing never gives you no assurance of anything. Nothing. Belief can give you hope. And you have an option whether you have hope in something that's real or unreal. What are you doing it? You better find out if it's real. All right? The Bible don't have anything real against you. Because forevermore, it tells you right up top that God is a spirit. And you are a human being. You will never be able to strike a contract with no God. And you better don't follow anything you have in the Bible. I tell you that if you believe that, because it can never be contract. But they will tell you, like God formed a contract book in the Old Testament, and God did this, and God do that. Just like they tell you Jesus have 12 disciples, and they can't tell you why Jesus not have no woman in there, and why St. Paul in the Bible was ruling out that women must not speak in the church and stuff like that. They're writing and take liberty to say all those things because black people are believing that Adam and Eve was sinners in the Garden of Eden. You're not on your history. So therefore, these corrupted criminals come in and corrupt your mind, and you cannot understand the truth. That is what happened. Let me now say, touch again, you're listening to Tim Aldred, out of the book, Bamboozled. Man Never a Sinner, okay? Now, let me go to my featured text, since I don't have a lot of time left. I try to tell you things that are basic in nature, and that it doesn't matter what these black people do. The fact that they are on land that they are have stolen, then call it that, and they want to forever hold up this dear land, them go and fuck all the asses they can fuck and ask themselves if they know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about because there's nowhere in history that say what they are saying. They are turning into all sorts of uncivilized creatures, right? It will never be, and they are to go back where they, because they're better off where they come from. Not to come here and take it. It's not one place. They do it. It's not one place. It's not one. And even if it were one, it would be the same disease that bring them kind of these flagrant, uncivilized things about black people. First, they write all the characters in the Bible and use it for spiritual upliftment. They do it. And they are the same ones to come and tell you that they're going to kill you because God tell them. These people don't have any sense. And if you think white people have any sense, you show it to me. Show it in the history textbook. Not in a Bible, but it's stinking nasty Bible what them have inside there. It's not for the Western civilization. It don't business here. And if we are afraid to talk it and warn them, look, declaration, expel, get out. These men, tell them to get out. It's not theirs. They're fucking too much batty. Why they can't know that? And think that we're going to sit here and accept that they're going to come here and set up all kind of establishment. They don't have no business here to begin with. And they're going to come here and kill us off one by one. Give us some more of these tornadoes. Visit these honest fucking white people. And show them what real power is. That's all I am asking right now. Because I am identifying with the force. And they can go on and do what they're doing because the time winds down on them. And why they think that they have the upper hand. Yes, fly up high. Because when you get bashed down from the gravity that pull you down, you don't have the faculty to record nothing. Nothing whatsoever. White, 12,000 years, pre-planned to illegally force the demony blacks with sodomy. That's what they planned. Over the past 12,000 years. Okay? There's no joke about it. And if we don't pay attention to it, nothing is going to become of our existence because they're going to plaster us with sodomy. Okay? The only way to stop it is for us to understand better. Okay? And take the right position. on this planet each day you walk, each day you live, they will not return to their squalid. You know that word? S-Q-U-A-L-I-D. Squalid. They will not, sodomites, will not return to their squalid indigenous land. They bought. What is this word here? They brought, you know, somehow I'm having some vision interpretation here. Get to have me excuse, but because sometimes I have to take some time to zero in on some of these words, you know, that pretty much look like other words and stuff. And I think it's a vision thing, but sometimes I'm reading and I think the word to be something else, and then it's not making sense with where I'm supposed to go, so I have to stop. All right, so yes, they will not return to their squalid indigenous land. They brought old sodomite culture to Elohim hybrid land, to our hybrid land, invaded. The fact is, the Puritans are the forerunners. Listen to this real good, because if you are connected to church and you don't understand what these white people are about, why they pile up in all of the African territories, you need to pay attention. The fact is, the Puritans, mean the white people, the faggot people, the homosexual people, call themselves Puritans. Them are, all they are is Indo-European Caucasoid. That's what they are. And they go around, so you just imagine what is going to happen when enough people understand that this is the situation we are in. What are you going to do? You're going to accept these sodomites that tell you you must accept them to come and fuck all over your place and tell you that your boys and your girls must go fucking asses too? That's what they are about. And if it is not time to tell them, expel, get out, then when are we going to do that? We're going to want them here to talk about Wall Street and, you know, and all kind of stuff that they are doing, like for them to come here and do economics for us. Remember what they say, why they come here. And after they come here and realize we lay down, we're not doing them anything, no matter what they do, they kill us. And no matter how they kill us and whatever they do, we don't care. This is the reason why they're doing what they're doing right now. Nobody will tell them what is strange. Tell them their own story and their all the lies that they set up in society to protect themselves. And talk about that they're making up laws and everything like that to control us and stuff. And we do nothing at all. No, realization is a blessed power to have, that though we grow up and we're kept down into the dirt, the time has come for us to get that. All right, so here it is. Talking about what these people are like, right here in our bosom. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist speak. That is Christianity. In whole. Okay? In whole, that's what it is. Kingdom Dominion Reconstructionist speaking. Has nothing to do with Adam and Eve in a garden whatsoever, because that is not true.
but that's what they have, a doctrine that is based upon Adam and Eve, like it is real. God is lying in that story, and all kind of lie is into that story that people are reading, but observe. The Puritans. It is because we believe the lies in the Bible why these white people are killing us and doing whatever they want to do with us. They tell us anything, right? It is plastic, and they say, no, it's not plastic, it's something else. And we believe what they say. It is unseen. And they are telling you because it's unseen, it is still real. And all this kind of stuff. The Puritans believe that the Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God. Especially as written in the Old Testament. You hear that? Rabbit hole. They believed too that they were on a divine mission to America. A place specially appointed by God to be the new Israel. They're out of territory here. Completely out of territory. They leave Europe 6,000 miles away and coming to the West and doing all these things to black people, and black people are not retaliating with nothing, either academically or otherwise. Well, whatever otherwise, don't help. That's not the right way. Are you going to go physical with these sodomite people? You're not going to win, because black people were never sodomites, were never criminals, were not people who abused others. And it is proven in our connection with these people, we never abused them. I don't see nothing written about abusing them. But look at what they turn around and doing. It's about them making laws to take away everything that we have. I mean, it's too dumb. Too dumb. Okay? And you make these people now already convinced that they have everything. Also, the black people are under them and everything like that. No. All right. So it goes on to say here, yes, they are now, he says, they believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God to be new Israel. America become new Israel. Imagine that. A theocratic city on a hill. John Winthrop, listen to this interesting thing, because something is in it for you to get. I don't have the time to comment on it. Listen to it real good. You have these uncivilized people like John Winthrop. The first governor of Massachusetts Bay assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel. Israel, ancient Israel means ancient Palestine. That's what it means. Okay? They come in with this Israel stuff. It is Palestine. All right? So it goes on to say to the Massachusetts, he's bringing it to the Massachusetts Bay. The nationhood, that principle, that knowledge, the wisdom of the black people. That's what he's bringing here to America, what they call new, the ancient Israel, of bringing it to Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. So they're taking away our knowledge and bringing it to Massachusetts Bay in the United States that they now conquer, right? And it goes on to tell you more about the Massachusetts body of libraries of 1641 stated that if any man after legal conviction shall have or worship any other god but the Lord God, he shall be put to death. Death was also prescribed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, adultery, and kidnapping. Old Testament texts are copied directly into the New England law books. You hear what these sodomites have been doing to the African people? Why they have come here for these things and behave like they had everything where they come from? So they're taking everything from us, destroying everything about us, and take over everything. He says the most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft execution. See, they execute black people and charge them with witchcraft. That's what these sodomites leave from where they come from to interfere with black people and do. So that means we are no different from when you have stray wild dogs go out at night to eat people's cattle. That's the way they behave. They are no different from these dogs. You see, the kind of stuff that they do to black people, it's no different from them being dogs. No matter though, dogs, they won't like me to talk about dogs like that because they teach dogs to be homosexual. Have you ever seen the picture of the man and the dog getting it on? We don't know who these white people are because they're ready to have a race war and kill you and everything like that. Why are black people into this situation? That's why right now I'm glad my eye opened and I'm able to say to our God, please help us. Really? Because what else am I to do? What else am I to do? Because I see the power of the gods out there, you know, working and doing things. But we have not been, you know, have not brought ourselves into union with our Creator. We make these people fooling us about their, in their constitution that we are created by the same God, are equal. All men are created equal by the God where they make up in the Bible. The God where they make up in the Bible, they're not talking about historic God. No, no. They are dancing around the fact of history in the Bible, my friends. Take it seriously. Okay, so I am closing here, and I hope that you have got something to think about. Make this distinction on information that you get, as long as you see it making sense. Follow, begin to follow the trail. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity, failing that it was acceptable to slaughter them in the name of Christ. My friends, it's up to you to do what you are pleased, right? So have a nice day, and I hope all be well. Take good care.